A new war for Israel against Iran is being hyped by the Jewish-owned press with unbounded, unrelenting hysteria these recent days. And the entire Western world, whose brighter past put the interests of the church before that of the synagogue, is joining international Jewry's hysterical war cry. What possible threat does Iran pose to Europe and America, I ask you? Not one shred of evidence has yet to be discovered with regard to Iran's weapons of mass destruction. And we've all heard that story before, haven't we? But the Zionist-dominated press and Jewish lobby that brought us that lie that led to the ruinous war in Iraq have turned Iran's existential threat to Israel into a grandiose menace to all the Goyim nations as well. Take Senator Joseph Lieberman, a Talmudic Jew and head of the Senate Committee for Homeland Security, for instance. When asked last week about the U.S. military buildup in the Persian Gulf, Lieberman said that he was all for it in order to protect America's security.
The president has said it's unacceptable for Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Our allies understand how important this is to us and our sense of security.
But Lieberman, who often dons a Jewish yarmulke and prayer shawl and is known in Jewish circles as an arch Zionist, must be cross-examined to see if his concern for security has more to do with Israel's than America's. What's more, the Jewish-run Council for Foreign Relations, known as the CFR, just published in their Foreign Affairs magazine a feature article entitled, "It's Time to Attack Iran." Just how much influence does the CFR have when it comes to dictating American policy? Just ask U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
It's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing.
For once, Hillary is telling it like it really is. Now, who are the leading figures at the Council for Foreign Relations from whom Hillary Clinton takes orders, which would include, it's time to attack Iran? Well, to name a few, there's Gideon Rose, the editor of Foreign Affairs, his boss, Richard Haass, president of the Council for Foreign Relations, and on CFR's board of directors, Robert Rubin of Goldman Sachs and Madeleine Albright, who rained down bombs on Serbian Orthodox Christian civilians as Secretary of State under Hillary's husband, Bill Clinton, in 1999. These are all Jews, by the way, and in Albright's case, of Jewish extraction. On January 25, 2012, Charlie Rose interviewed former National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski. In this interview, Brzezinski exposes Israel's hypocrisy with regard to its own massive nuclear weapons and how an Israeli strike on Iran would fall on America's own head.
There's an interesting problem with Israeli nuclear weapons. The Israelis have them, presumably, to defend themselves, right? Mm-hmm. Including against the Iranians, right?
Right.
Okay, now it seems that the Israelis feel that their nuclear deterrent doesn't deter the Iranians, right? And then maybe they should offer to give it up if the Iranians give theirs up. If it's useless, why have it? But the point is that we're dealing here with a volatile problem which involves a series of countries. But if there is an eruption, we will be the ones who will be making the sacrifices, entail the costs, and suffer the consequences.
Yes, indeed. America will be the one to suffer the consequences. And the very same body bags used to ship home the corpses of young Gentile U.S. soldiers fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan will be used on the Gentile sons and daughters of war-weary Americans fighting Jewry's next war in Iran. For Jewry's own, do not fight in their never-ending, Gentile youth-sending wars for Israel.